Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Employers around the country added 217,000 workers last month, bringing payrolls above the levels seen before the economic collapse. But the number of American job seekers without work for at least 6 months remains at historic high levels. In Massachusetts, there are tens of thousands of so-called long-term unemployed who face both financial and emotional struggles. WBUR's Ben Swayze reports on one effort to provide some help.
At her home on a tree-lined street in Lexington, Michelle Benzel talks proudly of the 8 service dogs she and her family have raised for a nonprofit that pairs people in need with dogs. Benzel is also a singer, and when she details another nonprofit leadership role, with the 110-person Concord Chorus, she lists the sort of data points that would stand out in a resume.
Was able to increase our donations by 35% in the first year. Instituted a planned giving program for the Concord Chorus so that people could leave things to us in their wills.
Benzel last held a paying job in 2008 when she was an adjunct management professor at Bentley University, teaching at its business school at night. Now, she's among the 3.5 million Americans the government counts as long-term unemployed. Benzel admits her financial circumstances are different than most long-term unemployed job seekers. Her husband is a tenured professor at MIT, and she's focusing her search on jobs that appeal to her. But the years-long spell of joblessness has taken its toll on the 55-year-old.
You know, you start to feel like something is wrong. You know, just the psychic pain of it, it's really hard. You know, you look for things, and you know you're competent. But, you know, I just refuse, honestly. I'm tearing up now, but I refuse to get depressed about it because I'm so blessed. I have this great husband. I have these great kids. I have all these people who love me.
Another who's endured a long stretch of unemployment is Abe Gorlick of Natick. The 58-year-old father of 3 was laid off from a marketing position in March 2013. The layoff took him from a six-figure salary to $674 a week in jobless benefits. Then came the first of this year, when his extended unemployment benefits expired.
I began to panic even more than I was already panicked and feeling more stressed than I was already stressed.
Gorlick took part-time jobs at Whole Foods and Lord & Taylor and as a cab driver. He estimates that 40 hours work across the 3 jobs would have added up to about 2/3 of his jobless benefits. Like Michelle Benzel, Gorlick experienced some tough personal moments too. He recalls seeing acquaintances at Whole Foods in Wellesley.
And the first few times when I would see someone, I certainly would not avoid them. I would go over and talk to them. I'd have my Whole Foods apron on with my name badge and all of that. But the first few times when I turned after the conversation, I would get very emotional. Because I would think about, you know, I'd be in that moment and think about, this is difficult to do. But I knew that it was important to do.
Gorlick and Benzel are among 102 older, white-collar job seekers who recently took part in a 3-month pilot project at MIT's Institute for Career Transitions. It was co-founded last year by Ofer Sharon, an assistant professor at the Sloan School of Management.
We have a ton of studies showing that once you hit the 6-month point, by so many indicators, it becomes a real crisis. It's a financial crisis. It's an emotional crisis. And then when you get to this scale of numbers, it's also a social crisis of we're losing out on a whole cohort of workers.
Long-term unemployment, which Sharon says disproportionately affects older workers, is at 2.3% of the nation's workforce, a historically high level. In Massachusetts, 62,000 job seekers have been unemployed for a year or more. For the pilot project, more than 40 career coaches volunteered, and the 102 job seekers were split up into 2 groups. One group received no assistance, the other got team or one-on-one support. Sharon cautions about the project's small sample size, but 30% in the support group obtained a full-time job or contract work of at least 4 months. That compares to just 18% from the group that received no aid.
it clearly shows that the job market is very, very tough, even for someone in an ideal situation. Most people did not get jobs. On the other hand, I think we can say that there's a meaningful difference to getting support.
Another finding is more striking. In a survey administered at the beginning of the pilot, 61% of job seekers said yes to "something is wrong with me." Months later, that figure dropped to 41% for those in the group getting support. For the other group, the number ballooned to 84%. Sharon finds the project's preliminary results encouraging.
It indicates to me that the damage being done by the unemployment can be mitigated. So you're not only increasing people's chances of getting a job, but you're also making the experience less damaging to one's sense of self.
Abe Gorlick, the marketer, speaks highly of the pilot. He met weekly with a career coach who offered interviewing tips and a new look at his job search. And in mid-April, Gorlick did find a new job, but it came to him through a former colleague who read about his story in a news report. The position is a 6-month contract leading a digital marketing campaign at Boston firm MMB. Gorlick says he's happy with the job and focused on doing his best work, but admits he's a bit worried about the fact that it's a 6-month contract.
I can't say that things will not be difficult moving forward, but I have to, again, try to be resilient and focus and know that I have a lot to offer still.
Michelle Benzel, the unemployed management professor, is still looking for work, but she's in a much more confident place since her sessions with career coach Lisa Shapiro.
I saw a real difference in her demeanor. She was much more upbeat, she was more hopeful, and she was really making great progress.
Benzel had searched for development jobs over her stretch of unemployment, and she and her coach decided to focus Benzel's search there. Benzel immersed herself in the field, she says, and they labored to recast her resume. Though she's still out of work, Benzel is grateful for the assistance.
It totally changed my state of mind because I felt like it was futile. It really just felt like the black hole was there and it was just receiving my resume and nothing was ever coming out. Now I feel like I am going to find something.
Ofer Sharon, the MIT researcher, is a bit more measured. He hopes his project shows the need for increased funding for similar support efforts, and he wants to expand his pilot to other locations. But he also knows there are bigger economic forces at work and calls on state and federal policymakers to take stronger steps. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ben Swayze.